From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes remove key Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said yesterday that Sharafi al-Mudain was killed on Christmas Eve, one of 10 ISIS leadership figures killed in airstrikes in the last month.
Our ability to dismantle their facilitation networks, our ability to dismantle their ground command and control, our ability to take away some of their enforcers, these executioners and these extortionists, that eats away at their ability to instill fear in the population they control. It eats away at their ability to extort money from the population, which, of course, reduces their funding.
And the Pentagon spokesman confirmed a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized the Tishrin Dam on the Euphrates River from ISIS fighters. Global health authorities have declared Guinea free of Ebola after more than 2,500 people died from the disease in the West African nation. Bruce Aylward, an official with the World Health Organization, says Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia were by far the hardest-hit countries during the Ebola epidemic.
Today is an incredibly important milestone for the huge effort that's been ongoing for nearly 2 years to stop the Ebola crisis in West Africa. As of today, for the first time in 2 years, we can say that all three countries have stopped the original chains of transmission which were driving this crisis and had led to such international and national alarm last year.
Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free in November. Liberia has twice been declared Ebola-free, only to see new cases emerge. This is VOA News.